That's what they want to do with Josh Lang. Get him around the end. Get him to the outside. Give him the option to cut back to the middle or show off his speed to the sideline. Sandusky all over it, though. Very short gain on first down. And credit the Sandusky defense for bringing up second and long.
8:45 left in the third quarter. 16 for Sandusky, 6 for USA. The Patriots on offense. Second down and 8. It's a handoff to Ray-Ban. He breaks free of his first tackle and drags his defender across the 20-yard line. Finally brought down at the 18-yard line. Brought down by Jim Brown after a 9-yard gain, enough to move the chains. First and 10 for the USA.
Another strong run by Allen Ray-Ban as he was kind of met at the line of scrimmage. An arm tackle, he was able to shed that and go straight up the field for the rest of his gain. 9 yards and a first down for the Patriots, really putting a nice drive together.
First and 10 inside the Sandusky red zone for the second time tonight. At the 18-yard line, USA marching left right across their radio in their all-white uniforms, blue numbers, blue lettering. 8:10 remains in the third quarter, 10-point difference. Micah Kramer hands it off to his second back, and Josh Lang fights his way down to the 15-yard line. That is a hard-fought 3 yards. And they're going to mark him down right at the 15-yard line. Second down, 7 to go, brought down, tackled by Jim Brown.
Nowhere to go there. Micah Kramer in the offense showing a run to the right side and then a quick dive right up the middle to Josh Lang, and he's not able to go anywhere. A short gain, maybe 3 yards on the play. Second, 7 now for the Patriot offense.
7.5 to play in the third quarter. USA making no qualms about it that they're going to drag this one out, milk the clock for all of its worth. Full house tee in the backfield. Micah Kramer under center. As a handoff to Ray-Ban, he's dragging his defenders with him through the B gap all the way down to about the 11-yard line. Start at the 15. A 4-yard gain sets up third down and manageable. Third down and 3.
This is very prototypical Patriot offense. 3 yards in a cloud of dust. They get 3 on first down. 3 or 4 more on second down. Brings up third and 3 for the Patriots now as they are inside the 15-yard line all the way down to the 11 here. Third down and three from the 11-yard line. Already under 7 minutes to go here in the third quarter.
USA's drive started at the Sandusky 42-yard line. And has already taken 5 minutes off the clock as they've moved 30 yards. Micah Kramer keeps it for himself. He's down close to the goal line, all the way down to the 1-yard line. He converts on third down. He needed 3, and he got 12. First and goal coming up for USA as Micah Kramer with the play action over to the left keeps it for himself and dives down to the 1-yard line.
Great play there by Micah Kramer as he has the football in his left hand and puts his right hand out for his running back, which was Allen Ray-Ban. Ray-Ban takes his empty hand and runs hard up the middle, and Kramer keeps it around the outside in a burst of speed, got him all the way down to the 1, thought maybe he was going to get in, but was just short now, and the Patriots knocking at the door here from the 1-yard line.
6 minutes, 15 seconds left in the third quarter, 16-6 Sandusky leading. But USA trying to chip away from that lead. T formation, Micah Kramer under center. And he's going to keep it for himself. He dives across the end zone. Touchdown, USA. Micah Kramer in for the score, and the USA Patriots get a bit closer. It's now a 4-point differential with a 2-point conversion upcoming. 6:03 left in the third quarter. USA, their first drive of the second half, goes in for 6.
A big drive there for USA on the road here to start the second half. They go right down the field thanks to a great special teams play by Josh Lang, and then all the way down the field they go, and Micah Kramer able to finish off the drive from 1 yard away, and certainly USA will now go for 2 to try and make it a 2-point game.
USA coming up to the line of scrimmage. 5 minutes, 57 seconds that drive took and covered 42 yards in 11 plays, resulted in a touchdown for Micah Kramer. Kramer is going to keep this, pitch it out to Josh Lang, trying to find that corner, and he's getting close to it, and he's in for the 2-point conversion. Josh Lang gets that football across the plane, and that's all they needed. The 2-point conversion's good, and it's a 2-point ball game. With 6:03 remaining in the third quarter, it's Sandusky 16, but here come the Patriots with 14. 6:03 halfway through the third quarter on the WLAW Sports Network.
Back to school, a second vehicle, a winter work truck, whatever the need, you're sure. sure to find it on the bargain lot at Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick and Sebring. They have a good selection of late model local trade-in vehicles, many priced under $10,000. Like this 2008 Saturn Aura XE, four-door sedan, local trade with 3.5-liter V6 engine and four-speed automatic transmission. Equipped with sunroof, AM, FM, CD, Sirius XM, and input jack sound system. Priced at only $5,900, see it on the bargain lot at Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick, M25, and Sebring.
USA now scores 14 unanswered points. They bring it back within a two-point ball game. Sandusky with the first two scores of the night. But they have not scored since 11:52, just 8 seconds into the second quarter. USA now 14, Sandusky 16, as the home team trying to get something going here. They will get the ball starting with 6 minutes and 3 seconds left in the third quarter. USA kicking off. That would be... almost appears to be Raypan, also the kicker for USA from his own 40-yard line. It's an onside kick, and this one's going to bounce right out of bounds at the 40-yard line.
That ball will trickle out of bounds.
So that is an illegal procedure against USA. And they're going to, since it went out of the 40-yard line, this gets a little bit interesting because if technically if it goes out of bounds, they get it at the 35-yard line.
Here comes the signal from the officials, and it's obviously a legal
and
procedure.
They're going to have to... So they're gonna set this one right at the 40-yard line to start this drive for Sandusky.
It's absolutely right, Clark. So 60 yards to go for pay dirt, and I'll see if the Sandusky offense can answer the good first half, a good start to the second half, the Patriots just had, and counter that touchdown with one of their own.
In the first half, Sandusky had the ball roughly 13 minutes, USA 11 minutes. USA's last drive just a shy under 6 minutes. Handoff up the middle for Sandusky, and they have room to run. He breaks free of his first tackle, and that would be number 29, Trey Brown, across midfield and finally forced out at the 48-yard line into USA territory by Brendan Prime, the free safety. And it's a new set of downs for Sandusky, and suddenly they are into USA territory.
Again, Sandusky has that third running back from the wing tee over on one of the ends, but run a very similar play that the Patriots do, and it's that quick fullback dive right through the middle. And this time, 29, Trey Brown for Sandusky running that play, gets up into the secondary quickly, and Prime has to make a tackle, which was a first down already for Sandusky, but he prevented even more.
Ubley now leads Vassar 34-0 at the end of the third quarter. And back to pass for Sandusky. It's caught into the hands at the far sideline at the 38-yard line, very close to the first down marker.
Brian Ross again on the reception for Sandusky. That's what, the third or fourth time we've seen that play, and Brian Ross has been open every time. We talked about it at halftime. Don't be surprised if a couple of these coaches allow their quarterbacks to throw the football, not because they're throwing it well, because they are, but because their receivers are so wide open, with both teams so concentrated on stopping the run.
10-yard reception, enough to move the chains again for Sandusky, their second first down of this drive alone. 5 minutes, 19 seconds remain in the third quarter. Sandusky starting to march down the field again. They lead by 2 points, 16-14. It's a handoff to number 29. Again, Trey Brown. He gets dips, dives, and dodges. And they're going to say forward progress has him stopped at the 36-yard line. Zach Fritz was able to stand him up. It's a gain of 2 on the play. Second down and 8 to go.
And Fritz had a whole lot of help there as the Patriot defensive line was there to make the stand. A very short gain for Sandusky, maybe 2 yards on first down. And again, a quick run right up the right side, went nowhere. This time, Sandusky in the huddle talking about play number 2 on this series.
Cassidy now leads Brown City 30-14 as their first drive of the second half results in 8 points. Second down, 8 to go for Sandusky, working off the right hash. Under center will be Ryan Campbell, quarterback. Wing T to the right, and he looks back, and it's going to be the wing back to the left all the way around the end, and he has the seam, and he's across the 30-yard line and finally forced out of bounds at the 25-yard line. by Brendan Prime, and it's enough for the first down. It was a second and 8 situation, and they got 3 more yards on top of that. 11-yard gain for Sandusky.
It's a little bit of a slow developing run, but a misdirection nonetheless as Campbell holds the ball out for not